which is very similar, only there it brings much more psukim and gemaras and rushes, whereas here Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain much more the musar that's involved in tefillah with emes, that whole concept. And Rabbeinu Zal is basing it on an incident that took place when Noach was building the teva, the fact that Hashem told him, the word teva means ark, the word teva also means word. Word, specifically Rabbeinu Zal referring here to words of tefillah, dibur of tefillah. And Rabbeinu Zal is saying here that just that Noach was told, how should Noach light the teva? In other words, in the ark, one of the very necessary items was light. How would the light be provided? Hashem said, tzihar ta'asela teva, make a tzihar for the teva, and that's what you'll use to light it. Question is, what does tzihar mean? So there's a machlekes in the Gemara. One opinion says tzihar means a window. Make a window for the ark, and that's what'll that's what'll provide light for it. Another rabbi says that tzihar means even toiv, a good stone, a precious stone that would radiate, that would give off light of its own. That's what was used to light the teva. And Rabbeinu Zal is basing this whole Torah, this whole chapter in the Gemara, on that pasuk in Chumash. And Rabbeinu Zal started off by saying that we know that the concept of the Satan is a concept of one who surrounds a person. He quoted the pasuk Saviv Rishoim Yisalochon, that the Rishoim go around a person, they encircle a person and trap a person within them. We mentioned another pasuk Zayis Yerushalayim Samtiha Bein Agayim. Yerushalayim is placed among Goyim, meaning surrounded. That term, the Jews, a nation surrounded by enemies, that type of concept. And Rabbeinu Zal says that these enemies make a darkness surrounding the person, where the person feels trapped, not able to get out. And Rabbeinu Zal says a person needs a light with which to be able to get out. Rabbeinu Zal says the Iker form of light, the main form of light, is Hashem himself. As the pasuk says, Hashem Liri V'Yishi, Hashem is my light. And Rabbeinu Zal says, we know that the seal of Hashem is Emes, the chesem of Hashem is Emes, which means that Hashem, that Emes is light. If Hashem is light and the seal of Hashem is Emes, it means that Emes is light. And interestingly, Rabbeinu Zal doesn't quote the pasuk in this Torah, but there is a pasuk, Hashem Ircha Va'amitcha, showing clearly the resemblance between these two items, the association between these two items. So Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person falls into this darkness, a lot of times it's very, very hard to find an opening to be able to get out by. And Rabbeinu Zal says the best opening for the person to use is emes, truth. When a person davens, to see to it that his words should have a lot of emes, real, real simple truth. And Rabbeinu Zal says the light of emes will help him to crawl out, to creep out of any cheshech, any darkness that he's in. Now the question is, how do we know that there are actually, that there exist actually actual openings within this darkness? You have a Gemara which says, that if a person wants to become Tamei, Hashem gives him an opening by which to become Tamei. Hashem opens a door for him, allowing him. In other words, Hashem lets you go either way. Rabbeinu Zal in this Torah interprets that Gemara a little bit differently. Habola Tamei, a person who has entered into Tumah, he has come to be Tamei, Paischenlai. Paischenlai Harbei Psochem, Rabbeinu Zal says, they open for him many openings, they show him many openings by which to escape the darkness, to be able to get out. Now note, interestingly, that this corresponds to another Mishnah, which also seems to say bad against the person. Actually, Rav Nosson Zal interprets it for the good. The Mishnah says in one place in Perkei Avos that a person who says, Echte Voshu, that I will commit sins, but I'll do tshuva afterwards. In other words, a person says, I want to have a good time, I know it's wrong, I know it's improper, but I'm going to do this sin now, and then afterwards I'm going to say I'm sorry. This is what the person says. So the Mishnah says, Ein maspikin biyadai la'asos tshuva. They don't afford him an opportunity to be able to do tshuva. Hashem removes from him the possibility, the chance of being able to do tshuva. You thought you were going to be a smart aleck, that you would sin for a week, and then you would do tshuva the next week. The person lives 3 days, chas v'shalom, then he passes away, and then what? Smart aleck, you died without doing tshuva, and you lost the bet, you know, that kind of thing. Or else Hashem makes it that he gets stooped enough in sin that he forgets doing tshuva completely. This is the normal interpretation of the Mishnah. Rav Nosson Zal, Likutei Halachos, in attempting to give his chaskas to a person, says that factually, everything can swing either way. We know that the fact is that the gates of tshuva never close. That a person under any circumstance in the world, no matter how bad he is, no matter what kind of statement he made against Hashem, still Hashem wants every Jew to do tshuva. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that the way we interpret this mission is that Ha'imer Echte Voshu, that even a person who says, Echte, I'll sin, Voshu, and I'll do tshuva, where he's such a rat, such a disgusting person. You recognize that there's Hashem, and you recognize that he said not to do this. Why are you being stupid? Why are you going ahead and testing Hashem? The Mishnah still says, Ein maspikin. There is no doubt, there is no suffix that biyodai lasa is tshuva, that it's still within his capacity to do tshuva. And if he comes with sincerity, and he really feels bad that he made a stupid mistake. In other words, one day a Ruach Shtus goes into a person's head, and he comes out with this insanity. The next day he feels sorry for it. The fact is that biyodai lasa is tshuva, that it's still within his capacity to be able to do tshuva. So you see that that fits together. In other words, Rabbi Nosson Sal got a heter to interpret a Mishnah that way based on the way Rabbi Nosson is interpreting this Gemara. Habola tamei peischen loi, that Rabbi Nosson interprets it in favor of the person, that we give him openings by which to crawl out. That's the way Rabbi Nosson interprets it.
Does it have anything to do with the hay? If you fall out, you come in from the other side?
Yeah, we're going to get to that soon. Okay, now this is where we had left off pretty much last week, and we're up to page 228, the left-hand column, which is a little bit more than a third way down the page. V'hine yadua. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'hine yadua, it is known, sheyesh shleisha oylamos, that there are three worlds. Rabbi Nizal says, these three worlds are basically referred to as Olam HaMalachim, the world of angels, V'HaGalgalim, the world of Galgalim, meaning heavenly spheres, like the sun, the moon, those types of items, V'HaGashmi. Rabbi Nizal says, V'hine Yadua, it is known, Sheyesh Shleish Olamos, that there are three worlds. Now, if you recall, many, many times when we speak about worlds, we discuss the four worlds, which are called Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, which is a certain breakdown of worlds which combines spiritual and physical. Whereas, in a sense, in the Sifrei Musar and in the Sifrei Kabbalah, in the different Sfarim, there are different discussions. There are times when the worlds are discussed, three worlds, which are referred to as Olam HaShofo, that's this, our physical earth that we live on, Olam HaKechavim, which Rabbi Nizal is referring to here as Galgalim, that's another term for it, the world of stars and sun and those things, and the Olam HaMalochim, the world of angels. That's a different way of describing the worlds within creation. Sometimes we refer to them as the four worlds, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and Asiya, and they're based on Pesukim in the Torah, where it discusses this, where the Pesuk says, Hashem says, Lechvoidi Barosiv, Yitzartiv, Af Asisiv. There we see reference made to the four worlds, whereas here it's discussing a different breakdown of the worlds, where it describes three worlds, basically, the angels, the stars, and our physical earth that we stand on. Rabbi Nizal says, V'Hashem Yisborach, Mechaye U'Mekayim Kulam Beretzaynoi. Hashem gives life and sustenance to all of these worlds according to his desire. U'mi she'zeiche le'emes, and a person who is zeiche to emes, to truth. V'Hashem O'er lo'i kaviyochel, and Hashem shines into him. Hashem's light is within this person, because we said before that light and emes are synonymous. Hashem O'er chova mitcho, hu mekayim ho'olam, that person also gives sustenance to the world, v'naisein shefa l'chol hashloi sh'olamais. That person himself, just as Hashem provides sustenance to the world, that person with his words of tefillah also provides sustenance to these worlds. Isn't this kfira? Isn't this atheism, chas v'shalom, to say that we're like Hashem? The answer is chas v'shalom. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there's a pasuk which says, V'leimor letzion ami ato. Hashem says to the Jews, you are my nation. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, al tikri ami Elohimi. Hashem says, V'leimor letzion imi ato. Hashem says to the Jewish nation, you are with me. Just as I create worlds with my words, as the pasuk says, "Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu," so too a Jew with his tefillah actually has the power to create. This power is given to every Jew, especially to tzaddikim who are zeichet to speak diburim of emes, who are zeichet to have emes. And this is why the pasuk says, "Tzayhar ta'sela tevo," kloimar she'tedaber diburei emes hameirim, that a person should see to it to speak words of emes that give off light. V'alze pirush Rashi, and about this Rashi Kodesh explains, "Yeshaimrim even toiv, v'yeshaimrim chalaim." There are those who interpret this to mean a precious stone. There are those who interpret this to mean a window. That what Noach was told to use to light the teva, the ark, was either a window or a precious stone. Rabbi Nosson Zal explains now, Zeh Shomarnu, this is what we said before, Kiyesh Beis Madregos, there are two levels. Mi Shehu Bemadregos Emes, or Amiti, a person who achieves a full degree of Emes, Humeir ba'atzmai, that person gives off light himself. A person who himself is total emes, 100%, that person, you picture him like a light bulb. Emes is light. And note, I'll just mention something now, we'll explain it more later, but note how everything fits in beautifully. Which yantif that the Jews have of the year is the yantif of lights?
Chanukah.
The yantif of Chanukah, number one, is the whole union of Noyach. This whole union of Noyach, Chanukah, goes together because the whole remez for Chanukah, the Zohar Kodesh brings, is the fact that Noyach, in the ark, sent out a bird, and the bird came back, v'hine alei zayis b'fiha. It had an olive branch in its mouth, and the Zohar Kodesh says that that symbolizes Chanukah, the light of Chanukah. That Chanukah stems back to Noyach. The word Noyach is within Chanukah. There's much more to it. I'm just mentioning that. That Chanukah is the yantif of lights. Chanukah is 8 days, 8 lights, and the Arizal says that the 8 days of Chanukah correspond to the fact that in the Tefillah, one of the holiest part of the Tefillah, no question about it, is the Shemone Esrei. That's the highest level of the Tefillah, that's the Olam HaAtzilus. Right before we start Shemone Esrei, in between Kriya Shemone and Shemone Esrei, you'll note that we say the word Emes there a couple of times. And the Arizal says if you'll count it, the word Emes is found there exactly 8 times, and those 8 times that it says Emes there correspond to the 8 lights, the 8 candles of Chanukah. And note again the association between these two, Hashem Oircho Va'amitcha, that these two items, Emes and Oir, are always put together. They're always considered one and the same. So Rabbi Nizal is saying here that the best light, the best flashlight that a person could use to be able to pull himself out of any tumah is Emes, as we'll see soon. Rabbi Nizal says now, so there is one person who has 100% emes, whereby that person himself is like a light bulb. We said he gives off light, right? V'zev yesh oimrim imrei emes, that there are those who say words of emes, shehem even toiv, which are like a precious stone, shemeir ba'atzmoiv, that gives off light of its own. Certain types of diamonds or emeralds have a power to actually give off their own light, generate their own light. V'yeshaimrim, and there are those who say, Shehem Imrei Emes, their words are also words of Emes, Achloi b'madrega hanal, but it's not on that level of 100% Emes that we spoke about before. V'heim chalain, and they are like a window. Ki yuchal achar lohoyer boy kemoi b'chalain, because this person is on a level of Emes where he himself can't guide himself, he doesn't see a straight path himself, but at least he has enough honesty within him to be able to seek out, to be able to judge who is a worthy leader, and to be able to use that leader to shine into him, to guide him as to what path to take in life. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki zeh hachiluk shebein even toiv l'chaloyim. This is the distinction between a precious stone and a window. Ki ho even toiv me'er me'atzmoi. A precious stone gives off its own light. V'hachaloyim, whereas a window, ein me'er me'atzmoi, does not give off its own light at all. Rak shedovor achar. It's just that another item, kegoin hashemesh, like the sun, ukiyotzebos, something like it, yuchal lohoyer boi, can shine into it. V'hainu, Rabbi Nizal, period. Rabbi Nizal says now, Vahainu, now we could understand the continuation of the Pasuk there. The Pasuk says, Tzoyhar ta selatevo, make a light for the ark, ve'el amo techaleno milmala, and complete a certain, it's describing the dimensions of the roof of the tevo. The wording in the Pasuk is, ve'el amo techaleno milmala. Rabbi Nizal says, ki hadibur nikro amo, speech, another term for speech is the word amo. Amo, don't forget, is a measure, a hand breath, a full hand. Amo also means the bris kodesh. And the word amo, Rabbi Nizal says here, refers to speech. Why? Rabbi Nizal says, Roshe tevo is eish mayim. The word amo is actually the first letters of 3 words. The first letters, the aleph and mem, stand for eish and mayim, fire and water. Shehadibur kol mehem. Speech is a combination of fire and water. We'll see soon why. V'ha-hei, and the letter hey, the word amo, hu hei moitzoyes hapeh, refers to the chamisha moitzoyes hapeh, the 5 parts associated to the mouth, related to the mouth, from which speech comes forth. What are they? The lips, the tongue, the upper palate, the teeth, and the throat. These are all related to the mouth. These are all the different letters of the Hebrew alphabet are pronounced in different parts of the mouth. For example, the letter beis, you can't pronounce it without your lips. The letter Aleph, you note that the lips don't play any part in it at all. different letters of the Hebrew alphabet are broken out to these five categories. Some come from the throat, ches, different letters, whatever it is, come from different parts. So the he stands for the five parts from which speech comes forth. And dibur is kolol of esh and mayim. There's wetness that's involved, and there's fire that's involved. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vahainu v'el amo shetedaber diburim asher techaleno milmalo v'el amo." You should see to it that your amo should be such that techaleno milmalo, meaning miloshen kolso nafshi, my heart yearns. The person should see to it that he should speak such words of tefillah that there should be a yearning from above to receive his words of tefillah. Hashem should yearn to receive his words of tefillah. That his words of tefillah should be words of emes, which give off light, which Hashem enjoys. And what will be accomplished then? The pasuk continues, "Upesach hatevo betzido tosim." Hashem said to Noach, "See to it that the entrance to the ark should be on its side. There should be a side entrance to the ark." Rabbi Nizal says, "Betzido himiloshen tzayid befiv." The word tzad means side, means on the side. The word tzayid also means trapped. A hunter is a tzayid. A hunter is a tzayid. A trapper is a tzayid. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vahenu hayetzahora vasitrachra." This refers to the Yetzahora, the Satan, who is referred to many times as a hunter. As we note that Esav, who is the whole symbol of the Satan, was a hunter. The opposite of a tzaddik, which is tzadi. The word tzaddik sometimes is spelled with a kuf, without a kuf. Tzadi is the tzaddik, or is the letter tzaddik, as we pronounce it. The opposite of that is the sitrachra, the Satan tzayid, a hunter, a trapper. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'tzido himiloshim side with evhaina yetzor v'asitrachra." V'zeh shetizke laso is pesach v'asitrachra v'achayshech hamesave v'mikol tzad. If a person will follow this advice to see to it that his tefillah should be with emes, then he'll be zeiche to find an opening in the tzayid, within the hunter, within the sitrachra, the satan, the darkness that's surrounding him, he'll be able to find an opening. Klemar, this means to say, shata tzorech li zohir lasa is pesach mechuvon mamish betzido. Meaning, Rabbi Nizal is emphasizing here that a person has to see to it to make an opening to get out of the tumah, and a person has to concentrate, calculate properly that the opening should be exactly opposite the satan, opposite the sitra achra. Klemar, keneged hasitra achra, opposite the sitra achra, shenikras tzido, that is called tzido, this concept of a hunter. Ki kemoi his gabrus hatzedo v'hasitra achra, just as is the strengthening of this hunter, the satan, kein lefize mechuvon mamish, in an equal and opposite manner, atatzorech lasois pesach hatevo. You have to calculate how to make the opening to get out. Hainu dibure emes kanal. This refers to words of emes, meaning Rabbi Nizal here is zeroing in on a certain point. We mentioned many, many times that when a person wants to know how to battle the satan, first you have to know what the satan is, you have to know where he's directing you, and whatever direction he wants to take you in, you can't, if you go 30 degrees north of that, that's zero. If you go 30 degrees south of that, that's zero. You have to calculate to be able to go the exact opposite of whatever way he's taking you. He wants to pull a person down. If you go sideways, you're not getting anywhere. You have to try to go up. You have to find out what direction the satan is headed in, and you have to go the opposite. Just as Avraham Avinu said to light, light is miloshen latya, cursed, the Zohar HaKadosh says, referring to the satan. Avraham Avinu said to the satan, im hayamin, if you go to the right, im hayamin va'as me'ila, if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. Im hasmoil va'yamina, if you go to the left, I'll go to the right. Meaning, whatever direction you pick, I know that that's the satan. And even at times, it looks to a person like the direction that the satan picked is the right side. Still, whatever side the satan is on, a person has to know to calculate to go exact opposite direction. So Rabbi Nizal is saying here, that's the wording that's being used here. Upesach hatevo betzido tosim. Calculate to make the opening within the teva, the opening in the tefillah, to shine your way to get out. Betzido, exact opposite of the Tzayid, whatever place the Satan is, calculate Kenegdoi, because you have this concept of Zeh Le'uma Zeh Oselikim. Kedusha and Tumah are always opposite each other. So figure out where he is, and then go Betzido, go exactly Kenegdoi, that's how you'll know how to be able to escape. What do you use as a flashlight to be able to show you directions? The flashlight is the Emes shows you how to crawl out.
This might be a sort of what the Rambam is saying when he says when you're trying to attack in your midos, you have to go to the absolute extreme.
100%. The fact that he mentions that when a person sees that he's leaning towards a certain bad item, what does it mean? In other words, when a person says, let's say to this person, his problem is tivus mamon. Another person, money is no problem. He has a charitable nature. If you would approach him to lend you money, gladly. To this person, his problem is anything. You ask him to study with you or to help you in a different, anything he'll do for you, money, he's finished. It means that to this person, his satan is in this item. His satan is this way. The Rambam Zal says, you want to win, you have to know that in this item, the only way to deal with him, in another item, you can turn a little bit to the north. If this is your satan, the only way to deal with the satan is you see him this way, you've got to go the exact opposite direction. You have to go to the other extreme, then you'll come out balanced in the middle. And that's the concept Rabbeinu Zal is saying here, because if you'll do anything other than that, if you'll try for a right angle, to make a right angle with him, you're going to come out, you're not going to win, and he's not going to win, you're going to come out not having been away from him. Anything other than the opposite way, if you try to go in an opposite way, then you'll come out in the Derech HaMamutza, which is the most important direction. And you'll see soon, towards the end of the Torah, Rav Amazon is going to quote that item about the whole concept of Derech HaMamutza being involved here. We're going to have that soon. Okay, Rav Amazon says now, V'hovein heitev, and understand this very, very well, what we're saying here, because it's obviously very important. This is a lesson for a person that he has to take through life. The Ikra HaKavona, the main item that we're stressing here in simple terms. In other words, now to review what we said here, but in much simpler form. The Ikra HaKavona, Shekasher Humeshuka, B'tachlis, Hizgabrus HaKhesher V'aklipo, that when a person finds himself steeped in the depths of darkness and klipa tama, v'hu kolu u'muzgar b'toich ha'choshech afeilo ha'mesaveves u'makefes o'isoy, mikol tzideit stodim, b'kama sivuvim rachmona litzlon, and he finds himself completely enclosed and locked up within a pitch black darkness, which surrounds him from all sides, making many rings around him, ve'ein lo shum pesach v'takono, and he can't seem to find any opening, any correction for this, v'tachbula lo tzeis mitoch ha'choshech, he can't find any attempt by which to be able to go out of the choshech, any way to attempt to get out of the choshech, azai ikar atzosoi, the main advice for this person is to see to it, to draw himself to emes. Ve'yabit al ha'emes la'amitay, and he should look for the real emes. Ve'yavakesh rak ha'emes ha'amiti, and he should only seek out the emes or emes. And note, Rabbeinu Zal wasn't the type to throw around words. The word, this sounds ridiculous, superfluous. The word emes la'amita, what's the difference between emes, emes la'amitay? The answer is, obviously, there are many differences, because everybody runs around saying, I'm honest, I'm sincere, you know, I'm a good Rebbe, I can teach you a path in life. Rabbeinu Zal saying that there's emes and there's emes la'amitay. There's one path that's the real emes. And a person has to study very, very carefully and be able to be very honest to be able to figure out how to draw himself to the emes la'amitay. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ukeneged zeh," and opposing this type of emes, ein shum choshech v'sivuv sheyachshech loy. There doesn't exist a darkness that's powerful enough to be able to withstand this bright emes. Ki ha'emes hu Hashem yizborach ba'atzmoi, because emes is Hashem himself. Emes is Hashem himself. V'hu b'chinas Hashem oiri, and the pasuk says about Hashem that Hashem is light. Hashem is my light. V'kivon shehashem oir loy, and once Hashem is acting as a person's light, it means that there doesn't exist a darkness that's able to darken his path, that's able to hold him back. And this person will certainly be zeicher to see the openings to escape within the choshech. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, Pesach devorecho yoir mibein psoyim, the opening that's generated through your words, which words? Diburim of emes, Yo'ir will shine a light for you, mibein psoim, to take you out from among fools. From among the fools who are steeped in darkness, the light of your words, when you speak the Dibur Mavemes, will be able to guide you, to be able to get you out of that depth, that darkness. V'chovein heitev, and understand this very, very well. V'ho'ikar, and the main thing is, shebetfilosoi utchinosoi ubakoshosoi, that in a person's tfilos, and begging of Hashem, and making requests of Hashem, afal pi she'iev sheloi ladaber shum dibur betfilo v'tachnunim, although a person finds at times that he finds himself in such a low frame of mind, whether it be a depression, or just a low, a meichen de katnus, a low type of state, where he finds it impossible for him to speak beautiful words to Hashem, beautiful words of tefillah, because the darkness is so overwhelming, which is surrounding him on all sides, afal pikein, still, al kolponim, regardless, yira ledaber hadibur be'emes, be'ezem adrega nemucha shehu, he should see to it, to speak whatever words do come out of his mouth, regardless of how low a level he's on, he should see to it that the words should come out of his mouth with a sincerity, with an honesty. Kigoyim lamoshel, for example, Rabbein Azal says, if a person finds himself in such a low frame of mind, in other words, a person knows people experience times when they know that they can talk to Hashem for an hour and a half straight, they can sing Hashem's praises, and they can make requests of Hashem, and they can describe the whole situation. Sometimes the words flow, and sometimes a person finds that he's at a loss, it doesn't come out of him. He's in such a low frame of mind that he can't talk at all, and the most he could possibly say is, Hashem Hoshia, Hashem help me. You picture, those are the only words he just can't, it's whether he can't think of words, or even if he can, he just doesn't have any appetite to say anything more than just Hashem Hoshia. So Rabbein Azal says, Kirein Lamoshel, Sheyemer Hashem Hoshia, Be'emes, to say those words with an emes, afal pi sheni yochel adaber behislavus behisleirus karoy, although he finds himself in a frame of mind where he can't speak to Hashem with a warmth, with the type of warmth that he would want to speak to Hashem, with the type of arousal, afal pi kein, still, yoyimar hadibur be'emes kefimashehu, he should see to it to say the words with sincerity, with honesty, on whatever level he's on, val yedei hadibur ha'emes, and through this dibur ha'emes, the person will be zeche to see the openings within the chayshich, and through that the person will be zeche to go out from darkness into light, and to daven properly, as we explained before. If you look back to chapter 9 and we go around Taimis Yechasyumu, you'll see there that Rabbein Azal also explains these concepts in a slightly different form. Now, for those who are familiar with some terms of Kabbalah, just to touch on it for a second to show you how these things are connected. Rabbein Azal here is talking about finding a Pesach to be able to go out from the Tumah. Within the different nekudos that are used in the Hebrew alphabet, the different vowels, one of the nekudos is Pasach. Pasach means to open. Literally, that's what it means, liftayach. Pasach, now the Tikkun Ezer says that each one of the nekudos within the Hebrew alphabet takes on different numerical values, meaning at times there are certain gematrios that are figured out using the nekudos, besides the letters of the words, which we find even in the Gemara in many places. The Gemara says different halachas that we learn out from gematrios. For example, the Gemara says, how do we know that a nozir, when he takes upon himself a vow of being a nozir, how do we know that stam nozir is 30 days? The Gemara says there's a pasuk which says, yihyeh, he will be a nozir. The word yihyeh is begematria 30. From here we learn out a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that nozir, stam nozir is 30 days. But these Sifrei Kabbalah go to show that even certain nekuda, the word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, let's say, Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, whereby the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, you'll note that if you take a look at the vowels, the nekudas of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, you'll be able to understand how it relates to Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, because we know that Yud Kei Vav Kei has four miluim. It could be spelled, filled out in four different forms, Ob, Sog, Mo, and Bon, 72, 60, a gematria of 72, 63, 45, and 52. Which one is related to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? The answer is Shem Bon. Within Yud Kei Vav Kei is the one associated to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. How do we know this? Because if you look at the Nekudos of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it's exactly Begimatria Bon. How do we see this? The word Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is spelled, the Aleph has a Chataf Patach under it, which is two dots and a line. Ve'doi has a dot, and Noi has a comets. And the Tikkuni Sefer teaches us what the numerical values of these, how this works. A dot is like a yud. It takes on the value of a yud, which is also like a circle. It's completely black. In other words, a dot takes on a value of 10, just as a yud. A line takes on a value of 6, because it's like a vav. A pasach is a vav. Meaning that, for example, a chat of patach, which is two dots and a line, the two dots are 10 and 10, which is 20. The line is a vav, which is 6. That's 26. That's under the aleph of aleph, dalet, nun, yud. The doi has another dot, which makes it 36. It's another yud. And noi, a kometz, is a combination of a line and a dot. If you look in these diktuk books, they show you the way a kometz is really supposed to look. In script, we don't bother going through all the artistic parts of it. But actually, it's a line and a dot, which is actually 10 and 6, 16. So that 36 and 16 gives us a value of 52, showing the association between aleph, dalet, nun, yud and the shem bon. But factually, we know that Pasach, the vowel Pasach, we say, is a Vav, is a line. Within Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Vav is always the Nekuda of Emes. Vav is Tiferes, which is Yaakov Avinu. Within Yud Kei Vav Kei, the four letters correspond to the Dalet Ragli HaMerkava, for example. The Yud is Avraham, the first K is Yitzchak, the Vav is Yaakov, and the last K is David HaMelech, as we mentioned. So the Vav stands for Yaakov Avinu, who is Emes, Titein Emes LiYaakov, and a Pasach is a Vav. A Pasach is a Vav voice, showing that the Iker concept of a Pesach is Dafka through the Vav. And you'll note, again, the association, because factually the Tikkun Ezer says that these vowels correspond to Tisferis, and Pasach is not Tiferis. Pasach is Chachma. Pasach is Chachma. Keser is Kometz, because Kometz means closed. Kometz v'sosa means closed up. Pasach is Chachma, because that's where the light first begins to emanate from. Tzere is Bina, and so on and so forth. So the question is, where's the connection? The answer is that these two, Chachma and Tiferis, always go together. Chachma is Koyach Mo. Now the Koyach of Mo, the Koyach of Shemo, which is Tiferes, which is Yaakov Avinu. For those who understand, you see the association between this concept of a Pesach and Emes. Now the Iker Pesach is Dafka, the light of Emes. That's what opens up a Pesach to be able to go out from the Choshech. Kari, go ahead.
One thing I didn't hear Rav talk about was the word Teva. He darshened every other word. I think of two meanings. One is he's saying the klipas are like a box.
Exactly, which surround a person. Sobiv Rishon Yisalachon, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, or Zais Yerushalayim, Samtiha Bein Hazayim. So he's using the term Teva to refer to the being enclosed, encircled by Tuma. He's using the word Teva, as we had last week, the word Teva to refer to words of Tefillah. The word Teva in Hebrew means word. Words of Tefillah. To see to it that your words should have Emes within them. That type of concept. And note the fact that this refers to three worlds. Rabbeinu Tzal says Memshul of the three worlds. Emes is always an Indian of Meshulash, three. Yaakov Avinu is the third of the forefathers. Also, this whole concept of being Meshulash. Okay.
There's a lot of Rabbeinu Tzal say, when a certain pulls in one way, you have to go.
Right. One good example that Rabbeinu Tzal is going to give is what he just mentioned. That when a person finds that he has an atiyah in a certain item, for example, Rabbeinu Tzal said about himself that he found that at one point in time he started battling the Taivas Niyuf. And he got a feeling that the Satan was telling him, I'm willing to let you break every single one of your desires easily without too much effort if you're willing to give in to me on this one item, Niyuf, association with women, thoughts about women. In other words, not to try to break that completely, and I'll let you have everything else. And Rabbeinu Tzal said that when he saw that this was the attitude that the Sultan was taking, picture him making a calculation. He sees the Sultan is leading him this way. There were a lot of addresses. There was an address of Taivas Mamoin. Taivas Mamoin was, picture in a circle, drawing 360 degrees. Taivas Mamoin was this way. Taivas Achila this. The Sultan was pulling him. He saw headed one direction. He just wanted, he was willing to let go of the other things. He wanted this item. Rabbeinu Tzal calculated that obviously if that's the most important item for him to battle, he's going to go the other way. And Rabbeinu Tzal said clearly that he said, baloney, I'm going to do just the opposite. I'm going to slack off in my battle on Achila. Not that he said, I'm going to go for everything. He said, you want this? This is the only thing I won't give you. I'm going to go to battle I'm going to concentrate all my forces on this one item. Everything else I'm going to let slide. mind for a little while until I crash through on this item, because I know that if I beat him on the item that he's after, the other stuff will come automatic. I don't even have to fight him. And that's exactly the point that he's stressing here. That's why he says, he's giving you information here to know that whatever way he's leading you, you have to know the exact opposite. Look for the Pesach right opposite him.
What did Rabbi do when he had to stay near?
He said that his main Eitzel was Tefillah. He cried to Hashem, he begged Hashem to give him assistance, because the Gemara says clearly in Kiddushin that B'chol Yayim V'yayim Yitzroi Shelo B'Nisgabro, that every single day a person's Yitzhahara tries to knock him out. And the Gemara says clearly, Il Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei, that if not for the fact that Hashem helps the person, Hayanaifo B'yave, which means the Gemara is telling you clearly that this isn't a battle that you're expected to wage on your own. You're expected to cry out for help. You're expected to call out Hashem to help you, and that's what Rabbein Ezal did more than anything. Rabbein Ezal mentions when he discusses his battle related to this item, he said, and regarding any person battling, he says there are many things a person has to try to do. A person has to avoid temptation, avoid going to places where there's risk, avoid associating, talking to women, bechlal, to avoid. But Rabbein Ezal said that his ikar eitzah was tefillah. The main thing that pulled him out of everything was tefillah, constantly davening to Hashem that Hashem should help him.
Perhaps if somebody is the b'china of this, he's a window. He's not a
right.
And he suddenly it's a dark day. He doesn't get any.
The answer is Rabbein Ezal explained that a window has to have a light go through it. He has to see to it at least to attach himself to one who is total emes, to a tzaddik emes, and have the tzaddik emes shine into him and use that light to inject emes into his words. In other words, where is this light? Now, when we're talking about putting emes into tefillah, what is emes? Emes is Torah. The Torah is called Emes. Torah's Emes Leisa B'fihu. This is the whole concept of making Torah, converting Torah into Tefillah. In other words, Tefillah alone is a dark item. It's Malchus. It has no light. You have to see to it to shine light into it. The light is Emes. Emes is Torah. A person has to see to it to place Torah into his Tefillah. What Torah? The Torah that he either learns on his own, or the best Torah is the Torah that he's zeichet to learn from a tzaddik emes, to use the inspiration that he receives from the shiurim at a tzaddik emes, from Rabbein Ezal Sefer, or from the shiurim that he was zeichet to get from his Rebbe, to use that inspiration in his tefillah to bring him close to Hashem. That's the emes that he's putting into his tefillah to bring him close to Hashem. Okay, so in other words, this emes here is being taken two ways. Number one, it's referring to the concept of attaching emes to your tefillah Torah. On the other hand, it's referring to a certain frame of mind. In other words, making yourself totally, totally honest with Hashem, sincere with Hashem, talking with the utmost of sincerity and simplicity to Hashem. That's the highest form of tefillah. That's this emes into tefillah. Okay, Rabbein Ezal says now, Gam bozeh sheyizkeh levkoyach pesach lotzeis. You know what else is going to be accomplished when a person does this? Also, once a person will be zeche to break an opening in order for himself to be able to exit, he'll be able to be mezake other people with him, to arouse other Rishoim to do tshuva, to help them to exit from the darkness and from the exile that they find themselves tied up in. Now note the moshul that Rabbein Ezal gave, I think Rabbein Ezal, Rabbein Ezal mentioned this item. You picture when a person drops something into mud. A person has a bag of something, let's say, and drops it into mud. Then the person sticks his hand into the mud to pull out the bag. As he pulls out the bag, along with it comes some mud. In other words, in the act of pulling it out, some of the mud comes up with it and gets removed from the mud clot. And Rabbein Ezal said, this is the nature. Whenever a person becomes mekurav to a tzaddik emes or to kedusha, there are many nitzutzos of kedusha that were trapped in the tumah with him that get pulled out together with him. Sometimes it manifests itself physically, that a person, you have a tzaddik who's mekurav one person, and he uses him to get that person's whole family. He grabs this person by pulling him out. He pulls out everything that's clinging to him, gets pulled out also, everything that's attached to him. But in another manner, Rabbein Ezal is saying here that a person actually helps those Rishonim to be able to exit from the Cheshech. Rabbein Zal says, "Vezehu gam kein bechinas upesach hatevo betzido tosim." This is also another interpretation of these words, "upesach hatevo betzido tosim." Shetase pesach ba'oisom shehem min hatzad. You will make an opening among those who are on the side. We said tzido means, say, the hunter. Tzad also means on the side. On which side? Klaimar shehem mitzad acher v'loy mitzad hakedusha. To make an opening within those who are on the side, on the other side, not the side of kedusha, the side of the satan. The word sitra achra, what's the Hebrew word for sitra? Tzad. Tzad acher is sitra achra. In other words, the name for the satan is the other side. So that's the lashon here, pesach hateva, to make an opening, betzido, within those who are on the other side, to make an opening for them. Rabbein Zal says, "V'hu yaseh pesach lo'ir libam lo'hashivam lotzis menachesha." This person makes an opening to arouse their hearts to return to Hashem, to exit from the Choshech. Va'azai tachtiim shnim ushlishim haynu hagimel olamos kanal ta'aseh. Tachtiim shnim ushlishim ta'aseh, the pasuk says there. That person will be held responsible for having created the three worlds. Ki ato tekaimon be'emes. This person will be mekayim the three worlds with emes. He will be mekayim the three worlds with emes. Rabbein Zal says now, note also, coincidentally, the Sifrei Musa bring this, the fact that the word emes itself, you'll note that there are three divisions within the Hebrew alphabet as far as calculating. There's the ones units, the tens, and the hundreds. The aleph is one, the mem is within the tens units, the tav is within the hundreds units. So showing this concept of doubling, we're going up, not doubling, but we're going up in zeros. We're starting with one, then going into the tens, then going into the hundreds units. That's this concept of tachtiyim, shneim, ushlishim, tasa. I think Rabbi Nosson Zal brings it in the Ketiyah Lachas. Now Rabbein Zal says, v'yesh bechlal dvorim hanal inyonim givoyim be'inyin hatfilo lekol echod lefi madrigosai. Within what we've just discussed, there are many, many important points that are related to each and every person according to his level. ובעניין זה נכלל עניין כיכבים ומזלויס איכנסים בבחינס תפילו. And within what we've discussed, we've also described the concept of how a person actually creates and guides the stars through his tefila. והוא נעשה שפע לכל דבר, and this person gives שפע to every single act within creation. בדבר השם שמיים נעשו ברוח פיו כל צבאם, we explained before, Hashem created the Kechavim Wazolais with his Dibur. This person with his Diburim of Tefillah also creates Kechavim Wazolais. Ve'inyin ma'ashom l'chazal ein l'cha kolesav she'ein l'y Kechav melamala. As the Gemara says that there isn't a single blade of grass on earth that grows, that moves a millimeter until it's given a command by an angel above, by a malach above, telling it to grow. So note that in this Gemara, it combined all three items. The Esev, which is in the Olam HaShuffle. The Gemara says, which has a Kaichav attached to it, a star, which has a Malach above it, who strikes it and says, grow. We're covering all three worlds, Shuffle, Kaichav, and Malachim, as we mentioned before. Ki hu mashpia lakoil b'diburav ha'amitin. This person gives Shefa to everything with his words of emes. He actually provides shefa. And if you recall, we once mentioned that the Einik Shabbos shows how the whole concept of shefa is totally in tefillah, because the ones who originated tefillah, the basic tefillahs for the Jewish nation, were the Avos HaKadoshim, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. By Avram Avinu, the Gemara learns it out because the pasuk says, Vayamoid. He went to Davin, b'mokim asher omad sham, in the place where he had stood previously. And the Gemara says that means he had stood there in tefillah. So by Avram Avinu, the lashon of amida is used, which begins with an ayin. By Yitzchak Avinu, the words vayetze Yitzchak lo suach basode, he went out to speak to Hashem. You see that it begins with the letter sin or shin. And by Yaakov Avinu, it says vayifga b'mokim. The lashon of pegia, the Enik Shabbos shows that we see that tefillah is kolel of the whole concept of shefa. Shefa is this concept of sicha, pegia, amida, which is all generated. This is what generates the shefa for this world and for all the worlds. It's all generated through a person's tefillah when the tefillah is mishulosh. Note we have three tefillahs, shachris, mincha, and arvis, which are totally in the three avos, the bechir of which is Yaakov Avinu, which is emes. showing again this concept of tachtiyim, shniyim, and shlishim. Ve'inyan nuschoyes hatfila, and also what we've said here is also related to the concept of the different nuschoyes hatfila, the different paths of tefillah. Kiyesh yudbeis shorim kiyadua. We know that there are 12 gates of tefillah, this foreign brain. Ve'tzorech lahalis tefillosoi l'shar hashevet shaloi. And each person has to see to it to send up his tefillah via the gate of his shevet, of his tribe. Kim yagia l'shar shevet acher lo yuchal alois. Because if a person doesn't know how to send up his tefillah through the proper gate, it's impossible for a person who's from one shevet for his tefillah to go up to heaven via a different shevet. Vezehu, this is the concept of the pasuk where it says, Dorach koichov miyakov vekom shevet b'Yisrael. Rabbi Nezal is going to explain this now. Vekom, to stand up, ein amida el tefillah. The Gemara says that the term amida refers to tefillah, as it says by Avram Avinu, Bamokem asher omad shom. Vahainu shevet mi Yisrael. The standing up, the tefillah, has to be through shevet mi Yisrael. Shetzorech lahalos tefillosoi l'shar shvotoi. Person has to see to it to send up his tefillah via his tribe. Vahainu dorach koichov mi Yaakov. Kanal ubozena says zivig lamalo. When a person sends up his tefillah through its tribe, he effects a zivig in heaven. As Rabbeinu Zalman Teretes brings the pasuk, Seilu l'roichev ba'aravos. Give praise to the one who rides in the heaven. Seilu is tefillah. L'roichev ba'aravos, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that refers to the yichud of Kudshe Baruch Hu and the Shechina. Roichev, the Zohar HaKadosh says, do Kudshe Baruch Hu, bo'aravos, do Shechina. So we see that tefillah is what generates a yichud l'mala. V'derech hu bechinas zivig. The term derech refers to zivug. The Gemara says in the beginning of Kiddushin, darkoi shelish lachzor acharishtoi. The Gemara says, b'shloisha, Hoisha Niknis Bishleisha Drochim. And the Gemara there asks, why doesn't say Shleisha Dvorim? Derech is an Indian of Zivig, the Gemara shows over there. Miloshim ki hishchis kolbosor es darkoy al horetz. When it wants to talk about the people of the flood who committed sins related to women specifically, it uses Loshim ki hishchis kolbosor es darkoy. They messed up Derech, which is an Indian of Zivug. Derech is an Indian of Zivug. This is also the interpretation of the Gemara in Brachas, where the Gemara says that Abba Shaul always worried his whole life that his tefillah should be near his bed. And Rabbeinu Zal explains this refers, mitosai, not mitosai, lematosai, referring to his shevet, number one, mate. And Rabbeinu Zal says also, lematosai, the sinyan of zivug, that his tefillah should affect a zivug lamala. The bed is the place of zivug. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki ish lamate avoisov tishlochu, because the pasuk says that each person should send up his tefillah, lamate avoisov, via his shevet. Shetzorech l'shleach ha'tfila l'mati avoysav hainu l'shevet shelah. Each person has to send up his tefillah to Hashem via his tribe. V'hainu shetehei smucha l'mitosi. This is what he meant when he said my tefillah should be close to my bed. L'mati shelah, to his tribe. V'al mitosi shetehei nesuno bein tzofoin l'dorum. And Abba Shaul also davened to place his bed between north and south. Ki omru chazal, because the Gemara says, horoitze lahachkim yadrim, a person who wants to get smart should lean towards the south. Lahashir, and a person who wants to get wealthy, yatspin, should lean towards the north. V'chol davar, u'b'chol davar toi, u'b'chol davar, and when it comes to any item in life, we know toiv hamemutza. The best thing is to go up the middle. Ki yadua, as is known, as the Rambam Zal brings, and as many other sforim bring, that the best path is always the one that goes up the middle. Ki toiv toira im derech eretz, because the Gemara says clearly that the rule for the general population is to combine toira and parnasa, to combine chachma and ashirus. Hainu chachma v'ashirus, meaning both north and south, not to lean to the north or to the south, but to go right up the middle. Vahainu Bein Tzafayin Ladorim. This is why he said he wanted his bed to be between north and south, meaning Shetehei Memutza Bein Shneim, that he should be centered between both of them. Hatfila Shibachinas Mitosikanal. The tefillah, which is a concept of a bed, Zivug, a tefillah is something that affects a Zivug, should be centered. He davened Hashem that his tefillah should be centered. Hainu Bein Chochma Vaisher, that he should be able to achieve wisdom and wealth through his tefillah, Shein Bechinas Tzofen Vedorim, which are the concept of north and south. Kanal, Haroitzel Hakim Yadrim, Ulahashir Yatspin. Vezehu Upesach Hatevo Betzido Tosim. This is also what's meant when it says to see to it that the opening of the ark should be on its side. Shetispalel Diburei Emes. The person should be Zecher Daven words of Emes. Sheyalu Lemekoimom Lishar Shevet Shaloi. That the words should go up via the proper gate of his tribe. Vahainu Betzido Tosim. To put the tefillah in its proper side, shetosim hapesach hatevo hainu diburei emes shel tefillah, the person should place the emes within his tefillah betzida on its side. We know that side, generally we speak about a right and a left, but also tzdodim harbei tzdodim. There are many sides to a coin. In other words, the side refers to every side, to the 12 tzdodim, to the 12 gates of tefillah. Upesach hatevo betzida tosim, see to it that your words of tefillah, the diburim emes of your tefillah, should go through the proper side, the proper shar, the proper shevet. Betzad shelo, meaning bishar shivotoi hamagieloi, via the gate of the tribe that it's supposed to go through. V'ho'in omoik, and this is very deep, the fact that how in these words, Upesach hatevo betzida tosim, Rabbi Nazar has already shown you about 3-4 interpretations related to tefillah, how all the lessons related to tefillah are all contained within these words, Upesach hatevo betzida tosim. And again, if you look back in Siman Tes, you'll see how Rabbi Nazal explains this item over there in a slightly different variation. We'll hold it over here for now. Rabbi Nazal says over there, obviously, this is a very difficult item. We don't know how to do it.
So what's the question?
How does a person figure out? In other words, we know the Sifrei Kabbalah say very clearly that there are Yud Beis Shari Tefillah. Because we just said here that Tefillah is Tolin Emes, right? Emes is Yaakov Avinu. From Yaakov Avinu, there came forth 12 shvotim, 12 gates, 12 paths. Yaakov Avinu was the Rebbe, the one, the Emes, from which came forth 12 different paths. Which means that when it comes to tefillah, each person has to see to it that his tefillah should go up via his shevet. The question is, does every person in the world know how to do this? How do you know? In other words, is there do you put a steering wheel on it to steer it via the proper shevet? How do you actually go about physically doing this? Seeing to it that your tefillah should go up through its proper shevet. And Rabbi Nazal says, actually, we don't know how to do this. None of us know. The only one who does know is the Tzadik Emes. Just as Rabbi Nazal gives the example, when it came to building the Mishkan, Mishkan is a concept of tefillah. Why? The Mishkan was the home of Hashem, right? Va'osuli mikdosh v'shochanti b'seichem. The Mishkan was the home of Hashem. What is the home of Hashem? Ki beisi beis tefillah yikorei l'chol ha'amim, which means that the Mishkan was actually a bias of tefillah. Rabbi Nazal says when it came to building the Mishkan, who donated? Who brought to the Mishkan? Everybody, every single Jew brought to the Mishkan. All 12 tribes gave donations to the Mishkan. But did all 12 tribes contribute? In other words, was there a committee of 50 people who handled the collection and the assorting it and knowing what to use for what? Let's say this tribe gave gold and silver. How do you know which tribe's gold was to be used for the Mizbeach and which tribe's gold was to be used for the Menorah? Obviously, there was a significance. You don't just mush it all together. There was seichel involved as to which tribe had to provide which function within the Beis HaMikdash. One tribe's function was to perform the Kiyor. One tribe's function was to perform the Ptiris. Who was the only one who was talented in knowing that? The Pusik says, Vayoviu HaMishkon El Moshe. They all had to bring their goods, their gold and silver, to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the one who was talented in knowing how to put it together properly. And Rabbi Nazal says so too. This is why Rabbi Nazal advised for all of his followers, and this applies to the whole world. Rabbi Nazal set forth a proclamation that each person, before he davens, should say a certain sentence. And it pays to either memorize this or write it down. whereby a person says, we'll give it to you afterwards, I'll say it now, you'll be able to write it down afterwards. It's in the beginning of the Tikkun HaKlal, you find it, where a person says, Hareini Mekasher Atzmi, L'chol Hareini Mekasher Atzmi, I am attaching myself, L'chol HaTzadikim Amitim Shebedayreinu, to all the Tzadikim in this generation, U'l'chol HaTzadikim Amitim Sheikh Neofor Kedosh Ma'asheh Borot Seimo, and to all the Tzadikim who are buried, who have died already, ובפרט לרא, and those who are Breslov say, ובפרט לרבנו הקודש צדיק יסוד העולם, נחל נביא מקור חוכמה. And Rabbeinu Zal said that by a person doing this every time before he goes to Davin, by attaching himself to all the tzadikim in this generation and to all the tzadikim who have passed away, he actually is bringing his tefillah to them and he's giving them the responsibility. They're the ones who have the know-how and the talent of knowing how to assemble it properly, how to direct it to go through its proper gate in order to be able to get the Hashem. Because we know that even the Gemara points out that a tefillah in going up can get lost 1,000 different ways. There are angels along the way that block it. And the question is Hashem a sadist? Is he out to get us? The answer is no. But there are reasons why things were set up in this manner whereby it's difficult, it's not easy. And each person, according to how much he knows and according to how properly he arranges his tefillah, and whether he adds on these words before he daven, saying these words, Hareini Mekasher, these are all items that help a person to see to it that his tefillah should be given the proper direction to be able to get close to Hashem. The Gemara in Bava Basra gives another Eitzah, Va'ani Betzedek Ech Ze Eleikai, that a person who wants his tefillah to get to see Hashem, the key is to give tzedakah before you daven, always to try to give tzedakah before you daven, so that that tzedakah also helps. It helps guide the tefillah in the proper direction to help it get to its proper location. Two letters, exactly. All the phase came out if you add up the total value of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, it comes out to be exactly 1,496. 1,496. If you add it up, tough is 400, you know, and so on and so forth. The Chidazal says, we'll show you how the whole Jewish alphabet, the whole Hebrew alphabet, is based on this concept of emes. The seal of Hashem is emes. The word of emes, aleph, can either be counted as one, aleph is one, eleph is 1,000, right? The aleph of emes is 1,000. Mem, when written fully, mem, it's pronounced mem, as two mems, is 80. We have 1,080. Tuf is spelled, tuf, when spelled out in its fullest, is tuf, yud, vav, 416. 1,080 and 416 is exactly 1,496, showing again how emes encompasses the whole Hebrew alphabet. In other words, anything related to Kedusha must be within this category of emes. Anything that's related to holiness has to be within that boundary of emes, because emes spans beginning and end. Beginning and end of what? Beginning and end of creation. When Hashem created the world, He created the first word in creation. The first words in creation were Bereshis, Bara, Elikim, right? The last letters of Bereshis, Bara, Elikim, make up the word Emes. What were the last letters within creation? On the seventh day, when Hashem finished everything, we say Friday night in Kiddush, by Echalakim Eskal, by Baruch Hashem Eskal, Asher Bara, Elikim Ma'asais. Right? Those are the last three words within the 7 days of creation. Asher Bara, Elikim Ma'asais. Note again, the last letters of Bara, Elikim Ma'asais, Aleph Man Tuf again, showing that within creation, beginning was endless, the end was endless, the whole thing was endless. So I'm saying there's reasons why it had to be specifically these letters, why it couldn't be Aleph Kuf and Aleph Yud Kuf. Okay, Aleph.